We should know that all phenomena we normally see or perceive do not exist. And all living beings, including ourselves, we normally see or perceive, do not exist. Is that what? So when I think me, I, me, that I, the person who I think I am, does not exist. The person who I think I am does not exist. It's another hallucination. And all the people around me that I normally see, they do not exist. So I'm going to read again. We should know that all phenomena we normally see or perceive do not exist. And all living beings, including ourselves, we normally see or perceive, do not exist. This is the truth. This is the truth. So we have to get used to it. What we're looking at here is the truth. So if we have some other notion of truth, we need to examine that, because if it's coming up with another answer, then we need to think, what does truth really mean? What is really true? How do things really exist? Only emptiness. However, sometimes we may find this difficult to accept because of mistakenly things. So remember, Geshe just said, please train. Look at all living beings. Is this the living beings I normally see? Look at all living beings and think they are my mother. First develop renunciation. Then develop cherishing love, compassion, bodhicitta. How can I do that if all the things I normally see do not exist? These kind mother living beings, hang on, hold another part of them, I say, they're hallucinations. If they're hallucinations, they don't exist, so they don't have any suffering. So what is it you're developing compassion for? Because Geshe addresses it. This teaching from Venerable Geshe, which comes straight from Jessen Karpa's heart, is sublime. It's only through this teaching that we can unify our understanding. The real nature of everything is emptiness, but at the same time train in renunciation, wishing love, cherishing love, compassion, and bodhicitta. There's no contradiction at all. Jessen Karpa resolves. So he says, Venerable Geshe says, however, sometimes we may find this difficult to accept because of mistakenly thinking, if all living beings, including ourselves, that we normally see or perceive do not exist, then how can we practice renunciation, compassion, love, and bodhicitta? Thinking this, we develop confusion, which interferes with our daily Dharma practice. We can solve this problem through special instructions of Jessen Karpa that clarify this subject. So these instructions are straight from Jessen Karpa's heart. True oral instructions. So, let's see, what does Jessen Karpa say? How can we look at the world around us, see things, live in a world, have friends and partners and so forth, but believe only emptiness is true? So Jessen Karpa said, whenever we see or perceive any phenomenon, any living being or ourself, we see or perceive them as only inherently existent. So we looked at this yesterday. Inherently existent means existing independently, without depending upon anything else. Existing independent of the mind that perceives and so forth. Or we can say, existing from its own side. Everything we perceive, including ourselves, exists from its own side. In truth, there is nothing that exists from its own side. But what we perceive exists from its own side. So these objects that we perceive to exist from their own side, these do not exist. Since inherent existence does not exist, all phenomena we normally see or perceive do not exist. All living beings we normally see do not exist. And ourself we normally see does not exist. Because we see only, Jessen Karpa says, we perceive anything, we perceive them only as inherently existent. All the time, the darkness of ignorance envelops our mind. We see only inherent existence. This we see separate, everything existing independent, separate from everything else, having its own existence, existing from its own side, including ourselves. Nothing exists in this way. So then Venerable Geshe says, however, we should know that all phenomena, all living beings and ourselves exist as mere name. And you think, this is like an answer, this is a solution, this is more complicated than the problem. By the end of this course, I hope you will be very comfortable with thinking all things that exist, exist as mere name. A mere name is part of emptiness. This recognition of phenomena, living beings and ourselves, is completely correct. Okay, so now we've got some truth here. Maybe we haven't realized that it's true yet, but it's true. All living beings, including ourselves, exist as mere name and each have their own function. So, through being satisfied with their mere name, and this phrase is so important, and we'll come to look at this later, to be satisfied with their mere name, not looking beyond the name for anything, just a mere name, mother. Through being satisfied with their real name, we can practice renunciation, compassion, love, and bodhicitta, and all the other instructions. Jetsun Karpa clarified this following Buddha's intention as well as Nagarjuna's intention. This is so beautiful. Everything does exist, but it exists only as mere name. Inherently existent phenomena, they don't exist at all. What we're looking at is not what exists. We're looking at what does not exist. But when we train, we understand everything is mere name, then we see what actually exists. So we can think all living beings are suffering. So long as we think only mere name, these living beings exist only as mere name. So we're going to look at the relationship between this mere name and ultimate truth emptiness as we go through. In the sutras, Buddha said that all phenomena are just mere name. Even emptiness of all phenomena is mere name. There's no emptiness that exists from its own side. If you look for emptiness, you won't find it. It's just mere name, emptiness. This implies that beyond the mere name, nothing exists at all. Just say it over and over. It's so revolutionary. Such a liberating thought. Beyond the mere name, nothing exists at all. Also, it's true that because living beings identify themselves mistakenly, they develop mistaken appearance. So we're going to come, this is like the key now. We're right down in the root of samsara. Living beings identify themselves mistakenly. Because living beings identify themselves mistakenly, they develop mistaken appearance as hallucinations. And because of this, it's so radical. They experience suffering and problems continually in life after life until they attain the supreme permanent inner peace of nirvana.